What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
We back in the Boss Man Show here with Danny Milan. We're talking about she here with me here. We live in an undisclosed location. We're gonna tell you where. We here though. We gonna get it in for you. Danny's joining us today. Talk about health and wellness. She's currently pregnant with her second son. So we're gonna talk to her about that. And she's a business, safe, fine, and fabulous. So we're gonna discuss that as well. So we can know what had the ladies be safe, fine, and fabulous, obviously.
Yes,
so
we're going to
discuss that too. So
it goes hand in hand.
Okay, it goes hand in hand. So we're going to take it right there. So, and let it have on the show. How is life treating you today?
Today, life has been very interesting. I'm going through, and women who've already had children already know, or pregnant right now, know that it's a lot of hormones that come with this territory, especially at the end in your third trimester. So it's been a lot of hormonal changes, I will say, today. A lot.
I don't understand that. So how excited are you for birth? Like, how do you prepare your mind for it?
That's a good question. How have I been preparing my mind for it? I've been doing a lot of journaling. That's for one. I've been doing a lot of communicating with my partner as well as with my older son. He's 8, but he honestly has the mind of an 88-year-old. I will tell you, he's very wise. I know some people always, you know, say, oh, my child's this and the third, but I hear all the time. He's very wise, very intelligent for his age. If I tell him, like, for example, yesterday, I was feeling really down, and I didn't know why I was feeling down, to be honest. And so I started being like, wow, who can I talk to? So I talked to God, and he basically was like, talk to your son. And I said, how are you feeling, Troy? That's my son's name. And he was like, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm okay. This and the third. Are you okay? You look sad. And so I said, well, I am a little sad, and I don't know why I'm sad. You ever have days where you feel sad and you just don't know why? And he was like, yeah, I did the other day. And So what I did, I decided to do a meditation with him. So we did another a little meditation. And it was, I forgot who the woman is, some white woman, but, but she's really into like peace and like breathing and things of that nature. And so we did that for about 10 minutes and I relaxed myself and I started feeling better and I started being in the moment because sometimes we need to learn how to live in the moment.
No doubt.
And so I took my breaths, I did my meditation and I just looked and I smiled at my son. I was like, okay. I think sometimes we get sad when we start thinking too deep into the future and maybe your life isn't the way you thought it should be when you were 20, 30 or what have you. And I just started being grateful for what I had right there. I have my son laying with me. I have my son here. I have a beautiful place. I have my dog out there. I'm thankful. And I started feeling better. That was a long story long.
No, that's cool. Hey. I own this show, so I can go long as I want. So
yeah.
I don't have to meet a hard out. So you can go long as need be. Just understand that. So you, like you said, I heard you say about breathing and taking your deep breaths. Maybe I'm ignorant, so you can help me. Is that going to help you when it's time to for the real show to happen? Is that going to help you then?
Yeah.
So excuse my ignorance. I thought it would maybe help you.
It does. Relaxation really helps. When they tell moms to just calm down and you shouldn't be having anxiety and things of that nature, not just with childbirth, just in life in general, like that's real. Everything can affect the baby. Everything can affect them. So I have been learning how to live in the moment and to breathe. So yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Because we don't need your blood pressure to get up high.
Make we don't. Oh my God. No. No.
I mean that's crazy. So let me ask you, how excited is your son for the new addition? Because I know he's just hard being the only one right now. Mm-hmm. And to share mom's attention. Now I know why he's inside of you was one thing,
mm-hmm.
but coming out it's gonna be different. So how's he preparing his mind for this new change with mama and having to split time with him now?
Yeah, he's actually excited. So you probably don't know, but I did have a baby girl. She did pass at 3 weeks old.
Okay, sorry, close. Yeah,
thank you. So he's excited to be a big brother again. He's excited as a boy. He said, "Mom, you can have your girl later. I want to have a boy." And I was like, "Okay." And so I asked my partner if he didn't mind, you know, my son naming him and everything, and he named him Trey. So his name is Trey. My son's name is Troy. I already started thinking about nicknames. I was like, so how do you feel about Trey 3? I don't know. I just was thinking because my son is my creative genius.
Yes.
Like, I try to put him in football because it's his, like, I can show you a picture. Like, he's just very, everybody always thinks he should be in football and everything. Nah, he's my creative genius. I was like, well, maybe Trey could be, you know, a little football. I don't know.
I mean, I'll say Trey Young, which is spelled with T-R-A-E.
It's T-R-E-Y.
The rest how you supposed to spell Trey. He's supposed to spell it.
Not as Trey.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Hey, but I'm glad he's excited. Like I said, I can tell you offline, mm-hmm. I don't know how I would have handled it. I'm an only child.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I would have handled having to split time between my parents. I probably would not have been as receptive.
Yeah, I get it.
Especially looking back now.
Yeah.
Because I had all the attention in the world. You know,
yeah, sometimes it can be a good or a bad thing, though.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Now it's like, okay, and then I'm older, it's like, I wish I had some help with my parents, but
yeah.
It's just me doing back and
all
forth.
All the things.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So, you know, so hey, that's what we got going with that. Let me ask you, so what has been different, this pregnancy, from your previous ones? Has anything been the same, different? How has it been for you?
One pregnancy to the next?
Yes.
My mindset. This pregnancy has been very, my God, I don't even know how to explain it. It's been very interesting. I don't even want to tell you. I'm like, God dang, that's a lot of stuff. Like, in that went on. Like, first of all, March 31st, I got hit by a car.
Wow.
Like, literally hit. That's like,
we're going to ask
actually,
you.
Right around here, because I live near here. Right around here near that car shop over there.
Wow. We're glad you're still with us.
I'm glad. Yes. Yes, sir.
Glad you're with us.
So it's been a car crash, but it's also been a good ride. I think that with this pregnancy, I've been learning how to adjust my emotions and my mental, because I know I'm supposed to be helping people. That's one of the biggest things, is I know I'm supposed to be helping women, spiritually, mentally, and all the things. And so with this pregnancy, it's finally, I feel like this was the one that has finally propelled me to what I'm supposed to do in life.
Gotcha.
I've been feeling all types of ways when it comes to this pregnancy, and there's a reason. So.
Hey, so we're happy you're here, and you found your full purpose, because, you know, that's something we struggle with, trying to find our full purpose.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't train to be in media.
Yeah.
I wanted to be in the NFL, but I got cut. I had to recalibrate.
See, I was about to say which sport. I'm so sorry. I'm not. I know, but NFL. Like, come on. I'm sorry. It's just I'm learning.
Yeah. I feel, okay. At least you're learning. Yeah. So I had to learn that. You know, now my thing is to educate people, empower people, inform people via the medium of the radio.
That's beautiful, though.
You know, so and do it as a black man who's free and not held up by corporate beings who try to tell you what to say, what not to say. Because if I worked for somebody else, I couldn't talk to you today.
Yeah.
I control who I talk to.
I love that. That's a beautiful
thing. So somebody wouldn't let me talk to you today. If I had to go, I would go ask somebody. Can I interview her about this? No.
Yeah.
You know, so no, because we need to talk about black maternal health. That's important.
Absolutely.
Too many of us getting killed out here trying to have babies. Like, it's crazy. So, you know, so it's like, so it's a very important topic we're talking about today, because a lot of us are having children more than the white people. That's why they want to have these different laws, because they ain't having babies no more.
Absolutely.
It don't matter. It's over for you. We're more of us as of you. Just accept that.
It is what it is.
It's over. So,
it is what it is.
So, yes, let me ask you. So, how have you approached nutrition? I know you eat for 2 weeks, eat for yourself. How does that work?
So, at the beginning, I was eating for myself and a little bit for baby. I started juicing, like literally like beets, things that I never thought I could juice.
Yuck.
It sounds nasty, but it's actually pretty good. My second trimester when it came to nutrition, it kind of went out the window for a little bit, because I don't know, for some reason my cravings in my second trimester were way worse than in my third, which is what I'm in now.
Okay.
And I was not that healthy. At night, I was healthy in the mornings and afternoons, but at nighttime, I was like, I craved peanut butter and jelly and chips, or I craved cereal, or I craved cooked lunch meat.
Oh, wow.
Cheese, chips. It was one of those three things. Pick your day, pick your poison. And it was every day around like 10 to 1 in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah, it was just really bad. But I've been like that with all three of my kids.
Gotcha.
So, but now I'm actually really motivated when it comes to nutrition, because next year I want to actually run a marathon, get the pounds back off, being my healthy, you know? So it's so funny, because usually people say my third trimester, I grew up, I was this, I was that. I was like, no, that was my second. I'm done with that. My third trimester, I have been doing the things. I have been juicing, eating things. You know what I'm saying? Just being encouraged, because I am serious about this marathon next year. Like, I'm doing a marathon. I'm getting back in shape. So.
We're going to have to talk to you about that down the road. check your progress. Hey,
this is a marathon. Listen, that's why I'm saying it.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's claiming, we're going to claim it now.
Absolutely.
Claim it now. So, like, so for you, like, you say you kind of blew up. So how do you kind of prepare for the blowing up in your stomach? So how do you prepare for that? Do you kind of brace for it, or just how you kind of try to manage that, or can you manage
like
that?
The physical, like,
the physical changes. Is there a way to manage it, or you can't really do it?
You can't really do it. I mean, you can look up things, but you can't really do it. Gotcha. Each pregnancy is different. Well, according to one of my best friends, she said I was basically the same with all of my pregnancies, but as far as like my hunger, or if I wasn't hungry or whatever, but this pregnancy, I just feel like I was just way more nauseated. I was just, it was just ghetto. I'm sorry. Like, when Trey is born, I'm going to tell him, you were the ghetto. Because the whole pregnancy was just ghetto. But being hit by a car, it's just ghetto. So you can't really prepare, to be honest.
Gotcha.
You just have to go through the punches.
I feel you on that. So, like, did you go with maternity clothes? You just kind of wear whatever you want to wear?
but you do love it for both.
I don't believe in maternity clothes. My mother hates that I say that. She tried to get... Now, the spandex that she gave me, that was cool. But especially, you know, I was pretty small before I got pregnant.
You look small now.
You'll see once I'm finished with the marathon, practicing for the marathon and everything like that. You'll be like, oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Okay.
It's like... Because I'm hippie, but my stomach wasn't that big, especially my second trimester when you're supposed to start wearing maternity clothes. Like, they always fell off me. It's a band that they create for the belly to make it, you know, comfortable. Mm-hmm. And it always fell off. It fell off in every single pregnancy. And I just said, to hell with this. What am I doing? So I just bought mediums and larges instead of smalls and mediums. And my mom was like, oh, you're squishing the baby. And I'm like, I'm not. Wow. He's fine. He's okay. He's actually happy that his mom looks good pregnant. He doesn't want to see pictures of him in the womb with his mom looking crazy, pulling up her maternity clothes that can't fit her. No.
Wearing granny clothes. Like,
nah. It just can't fit. And there's nothing wrong with them. It's just, I guess my friend, whatever it was, they never suited me.
Yeah.
Like, I tried everything.
So. I feel you on that. I can get with that. So, like, so how do you manage your pain and discomfort? Like, how do you manage that? I don't know, can you take the same pills to maybe not be in pain so much when they're moving around and you just losing control of certain things?
So, we're only allowed to take Tylenol.
Okay.
Which I was sad about because I just never, it just doesn't do anything for me, but it's okay. But I think that my mind, this pregnancy at least, when I took it, it was like, because my head would start hurting because I was throwing up a lot. And I kind of trained my mind to think like, girl, you're either going to be in pain or you're going to take the Tylenol and believe that it's going to work. So it worked actually this pregnancy whenever I had headaches and things like that. But you have to do a lot more of, like, natural things because you can't take Motrin and the strong pills and stuff like that. You can't even take Pepto-Bismol when you have a stomach ache. It's got to thug it out.
Wow.
So it's helped me to be actually more resilient, to be honest.
Wow, okay. Well, I didn't know this. I'm learning. See, that's why
this. You don't even need to have to know that. You're a man.
Yeah, so I'm learning. I don't have no kids either. So this is education for me too and the listeners. Yeah. I have no idea. So when does young Trey, when is he most active? When does he sleep? So when does he give you the most trouble?
He's active right now. He's always active. When I'm sleeping, yes. I get 2-3 hours of sleep a day.
Wow, you doing what I do.
Yeah, but I didn't ask for this. Am I getting paid to sleep less, though? You are.
Yes. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. My man is going to give you to it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm manifesting Trey 3. I'm telling you.
Hey.
Listen.
That could be a good shoe line, actually.
Trey 3?
Yes.
Like, my son's football name, I named him TKC because that's his name, Troy King Carter. And then Trey 3. Like, I'm very strategic. Except for God was like, no, he's not going to be football. He's a creative genius. I was like, okay, I'm not going to force it. I love that, too. He's very creative.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, see, I had to get creative after football, unfortunately.
No, but everything happens for a reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So how did you approach, like, exercise and doing that? Because, you know, how did you approach that? Is that, like, recommended or how's that work?
Yes, people recommend it because a lot of people, especially lately, have been taking advantage of pregnancy by saying I can eat what I want. Now, granted, I'm not going to lie, these past few weeks, I was like doing the same thing. I was like, I ought to be done. But my motivation is because of the marathon, because I know I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to, you know, cravings and just all the things as far as health and physical fitness and stuff like that, I was very determined. The only reason why I was determined is because my first pregnancy with my son, I gained like 80 pounds.
Damn.
My second, I know. I don't even want to, I know. My
Excuse me for saying that out loud. I didn't even say that out loud.
Like literally 80 pounds. My second pregnancy with my daughter, I gained maybe like 30-ish. That was because I worked out. And then I also worked at, I'm sure you're familiar with the Hudson Grill.
Oh,
I worked at the Hudson Grill, and this was 2021. And so I was walking about 11,000, 12,000 steps every day. you know, and I was doing like these African dances and stuff on YouTube and everything. So I was like really healthy.
Yes.
And then I basically barely ate and I drank coffee. I know people are like, oh, you shouldn't drink coffee. But my doctor said you could do at least 2 cups and you're good. You're not going to die. The baby's going to be fine. All my babies came out perfect. But anyway, and I threw some decaf in it. But then with this pregnancy, I was really intentional with my workouts. And even though I did some chubby stuff at night between 10 and 1 in the morning, I was very intentional with the way that I worked out. I did weights. I still do weights.
Even now?
Yeah, but I didn't do it today. I did it yesterday. Okay. But today I was like, look, I'm tired. And I was like, God, please let me be able to get the strength. But I do at least 8,000 to 10,000 steps a day.
Okay.
So I do that. I said, at least I can do that. So it's for me. And if any pregnant women or aspiring pregnant women are out there, I would say have an end goal and make that your motivation. So my motivation is, like I said, the marathon. Like, I'm not playing no games. Like, my motivation is I want to be, you know, safe on facts. So I'm going to do the things in order to get there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I do work out, and I say at least 3 times a week I'm going to work out. And I'm going to hit my 8,000, at least 8,000 steps a day. And it can be hard. Like, right now I'm probably at, like, 4,000. I'm already dreading it. I'm like, I got to figure out how I'm going to make 4,000 more steps today.
Are you doing inside or outside?
So... both. I've been a little more cautious with doing it outside, this, considering
his,
the hit.
His human is human as heck right now. I hope it went out there.
I'm kind of a weird spirit sometimes. My motivation is more of a reason than me focusing on like heat and things that everybody else focuses on. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just worried about it. I want you to drop out.
I'm not going to drop out. Oh my God.
That's what I'm worried about, with the heat and the humidity, and you are very pregnant right now. I don't want you to fall out.
I'm worried more about the cars.
Well,
than
that part too.
So, you know, hey.
That's what I'm worried about. I know I'm on the field and be like, I'll be sweating through my little thing here. Yeah.
I'll be good. Yeah.
No doubt. No doubt. Let me ask you, so how have you managed the stretch mark situation? I know that's big for y'all too.
I'm all for plastic surgery. I don't see anything wrong with it. I don't know if they've developed anything where you can take away stretch marks, but they got creams and stuff.
Okay.
I've never gotten any stretch marks on my belly, no matter how big they're at. So,
okay, you blessed more than one way. You blessed. So talk about this as well. How's it important? How important to have a support system around you as you go through this? Because you know things are changing. You feel it. You know, I feel the best every day. So well, having a great support system around you to help push you and bring you up and just do stuff for you when things certain days don't feel as good as other days.
It's very important. One of the biggest things for me is my faith in God. I tend to talk to him about everything. I do realize, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I actually need to talk to him a lot more. I've been actually, and this is, I mean, real talk here. I've been kind of like utilizing chat, GPT, instead of God. And so I realized that I need to get back with that, because God is your support system. I know a lot of people might think like, oh, it's people. I mean, it's also the creator who made you. So that's one. It's important because, again, the hormones that you go through. I go through a lot of hormones. And, like, I've always went with my other two babes, too. But with this, because, like, I've had more moments of stillness in this pregnancy, I feel it more. Plus, I'm more in tune with my mental and my spiritual. Mm-hmm. So it's very important to have people around you that are understanding, people around you that get you. And it's also equally important to have people separate themselves, or you separate yourself from people that are not good for you. Because again, you are creating a whole being. And some people don't realize it because people just like to have babies out of the woodworks. But you're creating a whole being. Like, he or she prayfully will be living past you. And so at the end of the day, those hormones are not just about your mental, they're your baby's mental. So having that support system, having God, for sure, and then being able to talk about stuff amongst yourself, like I said earlier, journaling and things like that. That is super important because there's some things that sometimes I'm even uncomfortable talking to God about. I'm like, I already know God, but so I journal about it or I write a letter to God. That journaling can be part of your support system.
Wow, I need to do that because I do a lot of talking to myself.
That's fine.
I'll be talking to myself and I'm sitting in late at night gates and I just talk to myself like, I'm driving to see my father. That's when I do my thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I got 3.5 hours just to think about how to do anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So that's great too. So like for you, like, you know, we have to take control of our health, even me as a man. So talk about you having a birth plan and excluding yourself, not letting the doctor tell you, especially with them treating us differently in the medical system.
Mm-hmm. So you're stating birth plan?
Yeah, about taking control of your situation, not letting the doctor run it so much.
So one of the things, unfortunately, that happened with me was trial and error. I feel like I finally got it right when it came to my third, because my first, the woman was like, oh, you have a floppy cervix and you're going to get a C-section. I didn't know about, and she was an African woman. She wasn't even like one of, you know, here. And so I was just like, okay. I didn't think really much of it because I was in grad school.
Mm-hmm.
So when I found out I was pregnant, I found out at 11 weeks. Long story.
Yeah.
I got accepted in grad school. I started working at Social Security in Baltimore, Maryland, which was basically grad school. I mean, we had test people, you know, getting fired and things. It was very hard. And then, you know, like I said, on top of that, I found out I was pregnant. And so with that, when she told me I had the floppy cervix and things like that, I was just like, well, okay. I didn't think it was anything like big of a deal. Do I need a C-section? I didn't know those things.
Yeah, no doubt.
So I didn't know that I needed to, you know, steer clear of, oh, did you know the C-sections, they get more money? And this and that. And I'm not saying that's what she was doing, but at the end of the day, you can be, allegedly, you know what I mean? So my second pregnancy, I was asked for promotion and everything. A doula friend, who she had just started her business, which is now booming and doing very well, she was going for me to promote her a business and everything, that I could get free doula services. I didn't know how much doula services cost or anything, and I learned a lot in that. I learned about something called the Witch's Brew, which ever since I got super, super saved, I don't think Witch's Brew, I just call it the contraction brew.
Yeah.
That helps the baby after you get, you know, your 40 weeks, you take that. It's a healthy, natural way to, you know, start dilating. Things about not prunes, dates, and all types of different healthy fruits to help you. Things that doctors don't really tell you. So none of them told me that. Well, my second pregnancy, but because I had the doula, you know, she helped me a lot with those things, the healthy eating, the bouncing on the ball, all these things I did not know my first pregnancy. Now we got my third, which is Trey. I didn't have a doula this time, but I'm taking all the things that I know about my doula and that she taught me to this pregnancy. On top of, it seemed like the people in the doctors and stuff, because I had a whole different doctor support system with my daughter, even though it was Atlanta. It was a whole different hospital, a whole different place. They have been much more in tune, probably because they see in my chart that my baby girl died and things. And then also I just manifested just better, a better system of people and everything. So I didn't really have to be to advocate for myself, because they, through God, have been advocating for me. They know that I want a vaginal birth. I don't want a C-section. They saw that I had a VBAC already successful with my daughter. So it's like, okay, you want this? And I'm like, yeah, I want this. Like, I don't want, like, you, I know you have to, by law, set the, what is it called? C-section date, you know, a week after, you know, my due date. But I'm not doing it. Like, I know that I'm going to have this, you know, successful birth, vaginal birth. So those are ways that I advocate for myself. But other than that, I haven't had anybody, you know, tell me I had a floppy cervix anymore. I haven't had people advocate for a C-section. You know, I haven't had to do those things this time around. So
it's good you learned it, because, like I said, a lot of women don't know these things. You just have to go wherever they tell them.
Yeah. You know how many friends I know that had C-sections? Way more than vaginal births. Way more. And the thing about it, and I know people might not like this, but it's more of a vanity thing more than anything. Because I didn't feel pain. Like, people was like, oh, when they had C-section, it was worse and pain. And so I was like, oh, I was chilling. They were surprised. I got up after the first day, and I was like, I am good. Walking around the hospital and stuff, I didn't feel pain when I had that. I felt more pain vaginally. I felt more pain with the stitches and things like that. But, you know, snapback is way better.
Yeah,
way better. No doubt. So I said, yes, definitely vaginally.
Yeah, no doubt. I just feel like, you know, it's going to get worse with them trying to cut Medicaid. It's going to get worse for us black women who don't have as
You're a black woman?
Well,
you said us black women?
Well, us people, our people, our women, you know.
That is good. There's something I need to add.
No, I'm fully a man.
I'm fully a man.
Look. But our people, man, it's going to be crazy. A lot of us are on their program.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they going to get the second rate services, unfortunately. Yeah. And they get just going to be forcing it. I have a young lady who I know very well told me that they forced her to get a hysterectomy at 30.
Oh, they forced her?
Yeah, because she had fibroids. That's, I said, that's
true. Oh, you can, yeah, but, oh, God.
My mama had fibroids. I know it's true. My mama had it. That's the only reason I know my mama had it.
Yeah, but dang, she had to get a hysterectomy?
At 30. I said, they were sterilizing you, honey.
Does she have kids?
She had one.
And she wanted more?
Yes, she did. But they told her, I said, that was them sterilizing you, baby.
Yeah, I'm so sad about that.
Now she realizes it now. After the fact, but she should talk to somebody. They forced it.
Yeah, because you can shrink the fibroids.
Yeah.
They can do that. They have that option to shrink them.
Yeah, because my mama had it. So, I was like, that's one I think I know about a woman I didn't know when my mama had it.
Yeah.
That's the reason I know, because my mama had it. So,
it's
crazy. So, we got to really just really read up on readings and stuff and read up on so we can not get caught with the flicks.
Absolutely.
Because we know what they do. they will catch you with the flicks. But let's transition from that for you. Let's transition to your business. Any last advice you have for expecting moms out there or women who might be in the future getting ready to procreate and have children?
The biggest thing that I didn't do is to get married first. Well, be happy. Be happy and married. Don't just get married to have kids.
Yeah, be happy and be secure.
Be happily married.
Yes.
Make sure that man has money. I mean, seriously. I mean, y'all think I'm joking. I mean, I'm so serious. And then when you are pregnant, understand that there are going to be hormones throughout the whole time and no baby is the same. So sometimes women might feel away and say, dang, when I had my first child, I wasn't as sad. Like, all babies, all pregnancies are different. Don't compare one to the other, you know. And always pray first, you know. A lot of times we think we're ready and we're not. A lot of times we might be ready and we don't think we are. So ask God, you know, what is it that I need to do? Should I get pregnant? When you, like I said, get married, if you're there, I would advise that. Do not as I do, do as I say. I've been there, done that. So that's the advice, seriously.
Yeah, no doubt.
And don't overeat.
Yeah, don't overeat. Like, I've been engaged and pulled a ripcord 2 weeks before. I ain't gonna lie. I was engaged.
Yeah.
Pulled a ripcord 2 weeks before. I decided that, I decided that I can't be marrying you and your mama.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need your mama calling me about what we were discussing in our house.
Mm-hmm.
So I pulled a ripcord 2 weeks before the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm better for it.
Okay, look.
Hey, I saw her when we went and played the Nets in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
She told me we were 5 kids. I'm like, oh, what happened? I got out just in time.
Oh, my God. They could have been you.
They could. All 5 of them could have been in my seat. I said, well, at least you still look good.
Yeah.
But you got a whole basketball team presenting me with.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was like, thank God. I guess that was the right move to pull the record for the win.
Oh, my God.
But we still joke. She's like, you still breaking out. Am I lying about it? Did I not do that? So, see, they always on the show, like, I'm not lying about it. I just say the truth. So,
yeah, absolutely.
That's what happened. I pulled the ripcord. I wanted to see your mama. I want your mama calling me about what we got going on in the house.
Absolutely.
So I pulled the ripcord. Yes, I did. So, you know, and plus, I didn't want to go visit people in New Jersey. It's cold.
It is.
I'm a Florida dude.
and hard. So like, I want to be going to cold New Jersey. It's cold up there. So what would that do for me?
Only a certain season.
You know, but it's all good. Let's talk about your business, Save, Find, and Fabulous. So where did you come up with that idea, for this and to be a Christian lifestyle influencer?
So. So I first started with something called Bougie Black Moms. That was when I was pregnant with my son, 2017. And I thought a lot about it heavy because I remember when I was pregnant, this one guy was like, oh, you're so bougie with your pregnancy and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, oh, what does that even mean? I didn't really know what that meant. You know what I'm saying? When did Bad and Bougie come out? It was around that time. Yeah. Maybe I was late to the party because I was always studying because of grad school. Anyway, I don't know. So I started off with that. Then I went from that to MILF Academy. MILF Academy means Mamas Into Living Fabulous. So I wanted to play on the words and everything. So I started having community events and everything like that. 2023, my life became this whole whirlwind of just crazy events. You know, by then, my baby girl already passed. I moved back to Baltimore to live on the couch with my son in my parents' house that I grew up in, and all these crazy things. And so it kind of drove me close to God. So when I moved back here, 2023 of June, I got my new job. I left my Social Security job that I was in for 7 years. I started getting closer to God. I started asking, like, what am I supposed to do, God? This and the third. So thus, I started, like, looking up, like, what certain things meant. You know, I wanted to change my business. I wasn't really prevalently doing the MILF Academy like I was doing in Baltimore. And I was like, well, maybe I just need to pivot. So then that's where you got Save, Find, and Fabulous, because I wanted something that showcased how I felt about me and how I wanted my community to be. So Save doesn't just mean, you know, saved in Christ. It means saved in power of knowing who you are as a woman, as a being, you know, and definitely as a woman of God. Fine, which means taking care of your hygiene, taking care of your confidence, taking care of things of that nature. And then fabulous is like faithfully fabulous. You know what I mean? Just whatever you think fabulous is, because it might be different than what I think fabulous is, embody that fully. So there we have Safe, Fine, and Fabulous. So I created like Holy Homegirl. Like that's what I desire. I haven't done it yet, but I desire to be a holy homegirl life coach. Basically hype the women up, you know, coach them in love and give them a hug all at the same time. So I could be that person that is your homegirl, but I'm also going to like be like, girl, let's not do that. So I have a whole, you know, I have a whole vision for that, you know. So that will go hand in hand when it comes to Save, Find, and Fabulous the community.
No doubt. I see you have a prayer journal on sale on Etsy.
I have my rough, what is it called? Dummy copy or something. And so I got a little editing tweak that I got to do, you know what I'm saying? Because it's different on as an ebook in comparison to a real life book. But I've had so many people, you know, want the tangible copy. So I'm like, I need to do it. So I'm actually in the process of creating it now.
No doubt. So let me ask you this for you as you wrap up here. What has been your biggest thing as a creative? Like for you, when do you create the most? Like, when does your mind work towards to be creative?
Early in the morning and very late at night, especially pregnant, because I can barely sleep anyway. I've found that my most creative times has been between 10 and 1, the same times that I eat my sandwiches. I don't do more of that now, which is crazy. Like I said, it's mostly my second trimester, but I feel like that is it. And that's also because my mind is not thinking about work, it's not thinking about parenting, it's not thinking about all these things. So I'm able to be my most creative at night.
I can see, I be in mind when I'm driving to see my father, when I'm sitting in the car, listening to music.
Yeah.
Because when I'm here, it's always, I gotta be somewhere.
Yep.
There, I'm just going to see my father. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like my mind's not on. Got to interview this guy, interview that guy. You know, it's not on stuff. It's just on. Want to see my father.
Absolutely.
So I think that's
beautiful.
So that's I do my creative work when I'm in the car driving, see my day.
Cause, I love that.
Because like during this time of year, like I told y'all the line. I don't have no time to think. It's just you just go what I do.
Yeah.
So it's all good. So.
For those who need to know how to follow you, let them know how to follow you on social media and different stuff so they can know how to keep in contact with you.
Yeah, so on Instagram, I am at thedanimilan. There we go. The Danny Milan. Also, sagefineandfabulous.com is my website that I've created. And that's about it for right now. Okay. More coming, though.
We're going to leave it there. More is coming. So we did Danny Milan. Hope you enjoyed this interview because, like I said earlier, I own this show. I can put on what I want to. Nobody can tell me to go to commercial. So we do here on the Boss Man Show on your radio. We out.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.